Ishaya chariyab Suda hobe maam Hobe hamoe rabo Sivindava Chariyab Suda hobe maam Rupa Raghunatho Pade Hoibe Akuti Kabe Hama Boja Boshe Jugala Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti Kabe Hama Pata Eki Gujara Piriti Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Moraya Asha Patana Hoibe Anaro Komodasha Raghunatha Pade Kulakasharira Hari Hari Bori Tena Jane Bobe Nira Bori Te Habe Kulakasharira Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gauranita, Jaya Gauranita, Jaya Gauranita, Jaya Gauranita. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Pari Braja Kachar Jasta Tarasata Shishimari Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Gija Nitya Lila Pushno Vishnupad Paramahamsa Pari Braja Kachar Jasta Tarasata Shishima Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Acharya Haridas Thakur Ki Vrante Ego Shri Krishna Chaitanya Paramanitananda Shri Dvaita Gadara Shibhasani Gaur Bhaktivedanta Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinaya Samakun Radha Kun Giri Govardhan ki, Shivindava dam ki, Maya Pranav Deep dam, Jagannapuri dam ki, New Raman Vedi dam ki, Tulsi Devi ki, Bhakti Devi ki, Ganga Maya, Yamuna Maya, all glories and glories. Glory Shri Guru and Branga, all glories. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhaktivinoda Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Mahavadibhya Chavisandara Tasmaya Mahaprem Rasapadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. So we're reading Majalila 20 verses 240 something. Five. Bookmarks have gone on strike here. All right, Hare Krishna. So we're reading all about these avatars, so many types of avatars, again and again. Avatara hoya Krishnera sarvida prakara. Avatara hoya Krishnera sarvida prakara. Purusha avatara eka lila avatara. Avatara hai Krishna Shadvida Prakar. Purusha avatara eka lila avatara. Avatara hai Krishna Shadvida Prakar. Bruja Batareka Lila Batara. Anybody want to chant that? Avatar Hare Krishna Sabida Prakar. Avatar. Incarnations. There are Krishna of Krishna. Six kinds. Purusha Avatar. Incarnations of Vishnu. Eka. One. Lila Avatar. Incarnations for the execution of pastimes. Also, there are six types of incarnations of, or avatars of Krishna. One is the incarnation of Vishnu, Purusha Avatar. Another is the incarnation meant for the performance of pastimes, Lila Avatar. Gunavatara Ara Manvantara, Manvantara Avatara. Yugavatara Ara Shakya Veshavatara. Gunavatara Ara Manvantara Avatara. Yugavatara Ara Shakya Veshavatara. Gunavatara Ara Manvantara Avatara. Yugavatara Shakya Veshavatara. Okay, so I'll read the translation. There are incarnations that control the material qualities, guna avatars, incarnations of the Manus, Manvantara avatars, incarnations in different millennium, Yuga avatars, and incarnations of empowered living entities, Shakya Veshavatars. Purport. The guna avatars are three, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu, Bhagavatam, 1088.3. The avatars of Manu, or the Manvantara avatars, are listed as follows in the Srimad Bhagavatam 8.1 and 5.13. Yajna Vibhu, Satyasena, Hari, Vaikuntha, Ajita, Vamana, Sarvabhauma, Rishabha, Vishvaksena, Dharma, Setu, Sudama, Yogeshwara, and Vyadbhanu. Altogether, these are 14 in number, and of these, both Yajna and Vamana are also counted among Lila Avatar. These 14 in number, and of these, both Yajna and Vamana are also counted among the Lila Avatars, yes. All these Manu incarnations are sometimes called Vaibhav avatars, so if that wasn't confusing enough. There's an overlap. The four Yuga avatars are Shukla, white, Shukla, Rakta, Tata, Pita, Idanim, Yasmi, Tag, Kata. The four Yuga avatars, Shukla, white, in the Satya Yuga, Bhagavatam 11.5.21, and two, Rakta, red. Bhakta. In the Treta Yuga, Bhagavatam 11.5.24, and 3, Shyam.q in the Dwapara Yuga, 11.527. 4, generally Krishna, black, but in special cases, Pita, yellow, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Kali Yuga, 11.532 and 10.813. The Shakti Vaishavatar is categorized into forms of divine absorption, Bhagavata Vesha, like Kapiladeva or Rishabhdev. And 2, divinely empowered form, Shakti Vesh, of whom there are 7. Shesha, Nag, in the Vaikuntha world, empowered by the personal service of the Supreme Lord. And Swasevana Shakti, Anantadev, empowered to bear all the planets within the universe. Budharana Shakti, and Lord Brahma, empowered with the energy to create the cosmic manifestation, Srishti Shakti. Chatusan, the Kumara, specifically empowered to distribute transcendental knowledge, Jnana Shakti. 5, Narada Muni, empowered to distribute devotional service, Bhakti Shakti. And Maharaj Prithu, specifically empowered to rule and maintain the living entities, Palana Shakti. And Parashuram 7, specifically empowered to cut down rogues and demons, Dushta Dhamana Shakti. Omagana Tamananda Shikananjana Shalaka Chaksaramaitanya Dasmashi Mukankaroti Bachalam Pangalamati Gringa Kipata Mambande Shivara Vandeham Shigaro Shitabrakamalam Shigurum Vaishnavam Sa Shivupam Sagadatam Saganavaganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadu Tam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shirada Krishna Vidam Sagana Lalita Shiva Shaka Vidam Sha He Krishna Kona Sindho Dina Bando Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Gandharata Kantana Moshtute Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidvaita Girada Shivasati Gopata Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here, this purport is including so many avatars, and some of them are both there. It can be the guna avatar, just like even Lord Brahma, he's still considered Shakti avatar as well, Shakti Vesh. So there's no hard and fast rules for the avatars. Avatar, it's coming up in a few verses, the avatara sankhya. There's unlimited avatars, sometimes described like the ocean or like waves in the ocean coming. Asankhya means they're unlimited. So unlimited avatars, but at least we are having so many, they're almost unlimited, the ones that we can read about. So we'll just speak of the ones we don't know about. And so Chaitanya avatar, we take as the Sara avatar, the essence. Avatara Tara Varam Paripurna Kalam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Bhajagodru Makanana Kunja Vidum, he's describing that Avatara Varam Paratattva Mihatma Vilasa Chayam. He's the Paratattva, the essence of the avatars. Avatara Varam, the best, and the essence. Gaura Avatar, Avatara Shara, Gaura Avatar. Avatara. So, why are we studying all these other avatars? Some people say, why bother with so many avatars? We have our Chaitanya Avatar. Still, devotees of Mahaprabhu, they're knowledgeable in all the avatars. At the same time, people like persons of the stature of Prabodhananda Saraswati, he's saying, what did the world, what did the material world ever get by all these other avatars? So if we adopt his mood, he says, what is the shloka? Avatar, the first, the seventh verse, is it? Raksha. Right. That's that one word, kia. Kiyari. What did the world ever get by all these other avatars. So, but Prabodhananda Saraswati is a very, very high-level devotee. He knows all the avatars. He can describe them, I'm sure. Prabodhananda Saraswati is one of the principal gopis, associates of Krishna. So, as Tanga Vidya. So, Vidya means knowledge. He has full knowledge of all avatars. But still, he says, if you don't worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so Chaitanya Kimapi, then you've wasted your time. Achaitanya Midam Vishvam. He has so many verses describing. Achaitanya Midam Vishvam. Yari Chaitanya Mishvam. This world is basically Achaitanya. There's no life to it. And Mahaprabhu is the life. Bhaktakaro Bhakti Veja Bhakti. Do Bhakti Veja. In the Chaitanya Upanishad is described there, Shuklo Rakta, all these basic colors of the Yuga avatars are given, Eko Deva Savarupi Mahatma. And the colors are given of different avatars. But finally he says the Chaitanyatma Bhakti Shakti. He's the final avatar. Also there's the Upanishad verse. It's not that we are just ecstatic bhaktas. No, there's Upanishadic pramana in Chaitanya Upanishad. Why do they say like that? Chaitanyakyam param tattvam sarvakarna karanam. That he's sarvakarna karanam on the level with Krishna? How do you say that? No, we take it on shastra. So we want to know the shastras, but if we don't, we're not able to rattle off all the manvantaras, so many, 14, and then every... And every day of Brahma, there's so many you can name. Just not that, according to Prabodhananda Saraswati, then that's not so important. Even if Kapila Dev came, of course, it's kind of funny in a way because we study Kapila Dev, right? We study Kapila Dev. Kapila's Tattva Sankhyata, that he's come to give the Bhagavan. He's Bhagavan himself, as described here, Kapila. So we don't ignore the Bhagavatam. One has to come to that point. Prabhupada summarized it. Bhagavatam is the graduate course. And when we learn about Mahaprabhu's features here, Mahaprabhu Name, his name Mahaprabhu, Navadvipa Avatar, he's the Navadvipa Avatar, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's saying. That first of all, we have to understand we've come into the world. Emana durmati samsara bitore pariya achino ami. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I'm fallen. He's showing the example. Similarly, Prabodhananda Saraswati showing example of all our acharyas and how they're worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with all great intelligence. Our intelligence is quite small, really, when you think about it. We spend the entire day studying these shastras, but can we write the shastras? Can we write like Prabodhananda Saraswati? We cannot do anything. We're very insignificant. Agyopi, but even if we're agyopi, ignorant, still, it will be revealed. Swarupa kam, the form of Krishna will, form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can be revealed. Drishta shutam, by just seeing those who saw directly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we cannot even imagine the benefit. But even by hearing, Amnadritova, Prabodhananda Saraswati says that, even from a distance, he says, Sprishta, some people actually touched. Of course, if Mahaprabhu wants to touch, he can still touch us. Adyapiha, even today, we can see, if one is very forward, Kono Kono Bhagyavan, if one is, who is that person? But if someone is so fortunate, even today he can see those pastimes. How does he see them? By hearing again and again these leelas. Bring your mind. Kaviraj Goswami says, Krishna Chaitanya Doya Koraho Vicha. Study it, Vicha. Vicha Karali Chitte Pavichamaka. You want something amazing. We're always after something amazing to titillate our senses. In the material world, everyone's after something. But that's the most amazing thing. So we have to see such great persons. They've given up their whole life. Such vast intelligence. One cannot even describe the vast erudition of these persons. Kaviraj Goswami, our Vishwanath Chakravarti, Prabodhananda. That they've taken all that intelligence. Rupa Goswami. Avatarali, Avataravali, Bijam. He's writing in Dr. Samrita Sindhu, describing the 64 qualities. He makes it so poetic and
so easy to study it. Just have to bring your mind and study those verses. Unfortunately, we don't do. We should be 24 hours doing it. Maya is always trying to catch it. Maya mugdha jiva nahiswata Krishna gyan. On our own, being illusioned by Maya. Maya mugdha jiva. Prabhupada took this verse in his introduction in Bhagavad Gita. Maya mugdha jiva nahiswata Krishna. On our own, imagine people are struggling outside. Some people looking for some self-realization here and there. They cannot find. They're getting somewhere, so many impersonalists. What is, again, Prabodhana Saraswati says, they're deluded. Kala kale balina indriya vari varga. In Kali Yuga, the senses become more strong, but still there's so many rascal persons come and delude. Yes, you come here. If you go 3 miles away, you'll go to a Mayavadi temple. Oh, sometimes people come looking for that temple. They come here by accident. They're looking for some Mayavadi temple. So, but people are looking, struggling. And here we have Chaitanya Charitamrita that Prabhupada so kindly translated. He took his all life blood. He could have been sitting in Vrindavan chanting with all the sadhus. Sajate asya shtigde sadhusva satovare. One should associate with, Rupa Goswami says, associate with the great, who are on your level. So how is someone like Prabhupada, but he can study all the shastras, vichara karlite. So he got something wonderful he wanted to give out because he understood by reading it. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Doya Jive Doya Kori Sapashda Sviya Dhamma Saha Avatari. So many avatars are not glorified by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You don't read him glorifying. No, so many songs glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Karuna Avatar. The most merciful avatar. It's not that they're just. No, they're so inspired. What does it say? That when Rupa Goswami is offering his Bhaktir Samrita Sindhu to Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana Madhi Shasya, Vishrama Mandara Taya, Sanatana Ortana. He was writing for all the jivas. He was obsessed writing. According to Jiva Goswami, he said that Rupa Goswami was obsessed with saving all the jivas. But still, he's offering his book to Sanatana. He considers his guru, his older brother. So, Vishrama Mandara, may this be the resting place. May Sanatana Goswami, he just wants to provide comfort and service, seva. We had this word somewhere, seva. One of the avatars, they perform seva like Sankarshan. Balaram is simply doing, doing service for Krishna, creating, maintaining the spiritual world. Mahaprabhu name. What is it? Dui Prabhu Shebi Mahaprabhu Charan. Eka Mahaprabhu Ara Prabhu Dui Jan. There's one Mahaprabhu, still, Kaviraj Goswami, for our benefit, he says, they're all in the Vishnu Tattva plane, but he says, Dui Prabhu Shebe Mahaprabhu Charan. The two other Prabhus are Advaita and Nityananda. They perform service. Advaita Chari is offering his prayers, Yosi, Sosi, and Mahaprabhu, then he wants to offer service for Advaita. Advaita doesn't want, because he recognizes this is my Lord. And maybe he's 50 years younger. Just imagine Advaita Charya is praying for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So our only benefit is to hear and chant these pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anarpita Chirin Chirat. Why? Anarpita Chirin Chirat Karuna Avatara. He's Karuna Avatar. It's not ordinary. They didn't. Why are they rejected? Why we don't? We read about all the avatars. Of course, we love all the avatars, Kapila Dev. But no one is offering this. Karuna Avatar. Even we read about this mercy, we have to read it in the Srimad Bhagavatam. How do we get it? Atapi te deva pras... Atapi te deva? What? Huh? Padam buja dvaya. Prasadalesha anu... Gohita evihi. In one of Lord Brahma's prayers, prasadalesha anu. We have to get this prasad, mercy. Prasade sarva dukkanam. It's always being mentioned, the mercy. So what is that mercy? Prabhupada also described it like one time as tap water dripping. There's an ocean of mercy, and then in the material world, they're just after this tap water. Sometimes the tap's not even running. Oh, those boys are noisy, you know. I don't know if anybody notices that. Hare Krishna. All right, so... Shakti Avesh avatars, divine absorption, Bhagavat Avesh, like Kapila Dev, Kapila Tattva Sankhya Bhagavan. So he's Bhagavan. Rishabh Dev is also Bhagavan. They're all Bhagavan. There's so many Bhagavans. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhaktakaro Bhakti Do Bhakti Do Bhakti Vedya. He has the form of a devotee. It's inconceivable. Bhakta karo bhakti do, and he gives bhakti. Krishna prema padayate, he's giving that prema. Prema udvala, udvala rasam. That's why we always point out Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the golden avatar. So, but we must know all the avatars, at least somewhat, something know about them. Just like Prithu Maharaj, so many chapters in the fourth canon, all you can read about that, how he's maintaining. Our hopes for maintaining all these avatars, or these, our hopes for maintaining the world like Prithu Avatar, are very slim. Or, ruling and maintaining Palana Shakti, Parashuram, empowered to cut down rogues and demons. What's that verse in the Avatar Stotram? That he, 21 times he killed all the, and then you can read about Chalayasi, how Vamanadeva tricked and cheated. We relish all the avatars, so we don't, Prabhupada said, we're not bigots, we're not against any avatar. But still, you concentrate. Vichar kore chitchitte pabe chamakar. Patra patra vichar nahish. None of the avatars are like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Patra patra vichar nahi. Stana Stan. Chaitanya and the Panchatattva, they don't mind who is qualified person, who is not. Previously, someone would have to study the Bhagavatam and know Sanskrit and maybe be living in India. Okay, so they have to be quiet. I can't think. That's not right. You know, I don't, maybe they're not screaming. But... anyway. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. I think Sri Gaurangi, you give class up here and I'll bring some cases of screen. Talking. Hare Krishna, yeah. No, it's okay. It's great. They should be here, but yeah. Prabhupada used to have the kids removed. Now, nowadays, everyone is a little sentimental, like, no, Prabhupada is very great. No, one time I was giving a class in LA and there were four kids stomping up in the balcony, if anyone's been to LA, and it makes a lot of noise. It was unbelievable, thunderous noise. The lady was yelling at me, no, Prabhupada liked children. Yes, he liked children, but he didn't want them to disturb, you know, in the classes. So it's not a big deal, but still, it does distract. It's important to see what Prabhupada was doing. Even in Second Avenue, there you can hear Prabhupada giving lecture, and there's some outside kids screaming. He said, take those kids away. They said, no, they're outside. We have no control over them. He said, no, get them. And then some hippie said, oh, Swamiji, they're supposed to be saintly. And Prabhupada said, yes, they're supposed to be. That's all right. Sarcastic. But, so, yeah. Our kids are saintly, but still, they have to be trained. I know I sat with in Mayapur and Prabhupada giving talks in Chaitanya Charitamrita in 1974, 1975. Didn't hear any, you know, if none of the Gurukul, we didn't have too many, but they didn't make noise. Even they didn't understand they were Bengalis. Prabhupada said, you may say these boys are small boys, what will they understand of this Chaitanya philosophy like that? But he said, no, even they're hearing the English and they're Bengali, they don't know, still they're quiet, they're listening, it's very good. So it's important that they listen also. If they're trained, they come every day, then they can get trained. But unfortunately, no one's really following strictly Prabhupada's system, where the kids will come every day, because that fell apart, unfortunately. But still, the boys, every day, if they come, then they'll get trained like that. All right, so, and in Chaitanya Leela, we read about different Avesh incarnations, like Narsingha Brahmachari. He was channeling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Sivananda Sen came into the town, he had heard that this Narsingha Brahmachari was manifesting all the power of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was doubtful, because, I mean, he just imagine the whole Bengal, even though it's not as crowded as it is now, but still, and he's just in this town, and people are saying, oh, this Brahmachari, he's channeling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he's an intimate follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sivananda Sen used to arrange all the devotees to go every year to Puri, so, and hundreds of devotees are maintaining them and making sure they had places to stay. So he's very intimate associate. So he was very doubtful. He was quite doubtful. He was doubtful. It says, who is this Narsingha Brahmachari that he's doing like that? So he was thinking, if he calls me, now that's a pretty good challenge. I mean, you know, like when if they have different TV programs like challenging or stumping people or exposing something like that. So imagine if you came and said, if he calls me, imagine you walk into some, you're in the city or town, and if he calls me, then I'll believe it. So that's very intimate associate. And sure enough, the Narsingha Brahmachari, you tell, was it Sivananda Sen, right? You tell him that he's chanting, and he knows my mantra. He was chanting Radha Krishna, wasn't it? He was chanting Radha Krishna. That was his mantra, Radha Krishna. We don't know how he chanted, but he was chanting that mantra. So then the Brahmachari, he was saying, Sivananda Sen is staying somewhere near you. Tell him I know his mantra. It's this. Oh, it was Gauranga. That's it. Not different from Radha Krishna. Gauranga. Four syllables. Gauranga. So sure enough, people went running around the town here and there, and they said, Sivananda, that Narsingha Brahmachari should come and see him. He says you're chanting Gauranga. Gauranga. Actually, I visited in Mayapur one Prabhupada disciple, and he was chanting Gaura. Prabhupada says chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but he was just chanting Gaura. His wife said, oh yes, he's chanting 64 rounds. I said, oh, he's chanting 64 rounds. So we went to see him, some other devotees were. They said, oh, we haven't seen that guy in 30 years. We want to go see him. And his Bengali wife said, he's a Western guy. And said, oh, he's chanting 64 rounds. Wow, very impressive. And he said, sitting under a banyan tree on his property right near the Ganga, very beautiful place. And I said, wow. I said, oh, you're chanting 64 rounds. Yes, I'm chanting Gora. But actually, it's just two syllables. So it comes out to be, you know, but still. But without staying under the shelter of Prabhupada, he's really living there for 40-something years. Pandurik Vidyanidhi knows who we're talking about. Pandu, yeah. He was chanting. Very interesting character. Talk about people who are far out. He's definitely in his own world. He had some shastras in his shelf, and he said that Rupa and Sanatana Goswami had no access to the shastras that he has. And that it proves that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the enjoyer of the gopis, which is, we're warned about throughout. Gauranga Nagari philosophy means that we're worshiping Gauranga as the enjoyer. But no, Chaktwa Sudusti Jasurechita Raja Lakshmin Dharmishta Aryamachasalya Dagadavan. This Karabhajana Muni is telling us there in the Bhagavatam. Thousands, it's being quoted in the Bhagavatam, but it happened. We don't know when that, who was that king, Nimi, he was questioning. And these verses are being quoted in the purports. I think we just read it. The different avatars are enumerated. And finally, he gets it, Bande Mahapurushite Charanaravinda. Who is that Mahapurusha? That's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But it's described there in the beginning. Two verses before that. Chakra sudushtita surep chita raja lakshmi. Exactly. He is the Mahapurusha, but he's come to, and he's given up. Chakra surep chita raja lakshmi. His lordship over Lakshmi. So that's why we're reading all that. It's all enumerated. All the tattvas are enumerated. So we can come to the point of worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but we have to be knowledgeable. Vairagya Vidya, that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as described by Sarvabhauma, is Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam. He's giving Vidya when we read about the avatars. Just like Prabhupada said, don't immediately become Paramahansa, better than your own guru. When he heard devotees weren't going to the Bhagavatam class, he said, I am going. They've become bigger Paramahansa than their guru, that they think they don't have to go to the Bhagavatam classes. He said, I'm going, I'm listening to my own disciples. He's always trying to set the example just to bring people to the standard Prabhupada was. So we can't immediately jump. So we're studying the avatar is always coming back. So, Sarvabhauma is saying, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shikshartameka. He's giving all these teachings. This is the teachings to Sanatana Goswami. So we cannot reject them. At the same time, we understand that Avatara Shara, Gaur Avatara, he's Parama Karuna Paudui Jan, these Gaur Nitai, Parama Karuna, the most merciful, because they're, and that is described what they're doing. So again, Karabhajana Muni, Krishna Varna Trisha Krishnam Sangopangastas Parshadam. Did I just read that here, or where was I reading it? I think I read it just recently, it's coming up or something. So the Karabhajana Muni is giving the pramana of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu long back, he's Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam. Varna means color, Tvisha Tvisha, that he's not blackish in Kali Yuga. Chanakalo, just like Prahlad Maharaj is describing how Krishna is appearing, he's got a itam. The Tirya Rishi David Avatara, that he's appearing in so many avatars as Rishi, as demigods, as a fish, in the fish incarnation. Sometimes he might be appearing amongst the sharks. We don't know how he's appearing, enlightening them somehow or other. Itam Tirya Rishi David Avatara, and Yugano Vrittam. According to each yuga, he's appearing. But he says, Channa Kalo Yadabhavas. This is Prahlad Maharaj. We don't know how many millions of years ago Prahlad Maharaj was speaking that verse. But he's giving that proof of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But that he's hidden in Kali Yuga. Channa, not even everyone. Sometimes he's not appearing. I think we just read it. It's in this section that he can appear blackish also in Kali Yuga. As Shyam, and then again, he's Shyam, but he's also blackish. But as Mahaprabhu, he's covered. Channa Kalau Yadabhavas Tri Yuga Uttasata. He's called Tri Yuga. This was the big argument of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He knew so much, but he didn't know. He thought he knew everything. Gopinath Acharya was his godbrother, his brother-in-law, and sometimes he was chastising him nicely. Other time he was yelling at him, beating him, practically. cajoling. He said, "Oh, you think you're such a big pundit, Sarvabhauma, you know, like Brihaspati or something." He didn't think that, but he's considered like Brihaspati. So learned. But still, he could not understand, and he also quoted that verse, Prasadale Sanugrahite. So many verses he quoted, Gopinathacharya. So the devotees are learned. They want to convince the Vishnu Dutas when they were speaking with the Yamadutas. They defeated them, and they would say, "What's going on? Guys, they defeated us." They went running back to Yamaraj. He said, "That's right. Ajamil had become, therefore, Swapne Pipasyanti. Even in the dreams, the devotees won't see Yamaraj. But they must also know argument. Even if they don't know argument, they're simply surrendered. But they want this ecstasy, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, I am the most fallen Adam. I'm so Adam. But Koro, by the Sharanagati process, I will become Uttam, he says. Korohe Uttam. Make me, he's begging his guru, he's begging Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's begging Rupa and Sanatana, make me Uttama. I am very fallen. Those Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's always feeling like very humble. Bhaktivinoda Atideen, very humble. Bardake Khan, I'm old man now. I haven't learned anything in my old age. If you see a picture of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, does he look like he's a fallen person? No, he's glistening eye. You see this one picture of Bhaktivinoda Thakur sitting at a table with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, who's about 10, 11, 12, 12, 13, you can't tell really, somewhere. And they're looking out at us. And they're so powerful, their gaze is still. They enters the heart, just a photograph from, you know, what is it, 1880s or 90s or something. And just, they're looking out at us and imploring us. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing, we're so fallen. But seeing that, Patita Dekia, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sent, he sent his own man to save us. We should think that Prabhupada is the own man of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who's come to save us. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we're so wicked-minded, we should feel that way. And that puts us in the mood to be, take the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, take the mercy of his acharyas. So Narada Muni, he's empowered to distribute devotional service. Who could ever tire of reading, hearing Namanya Natasya Hatatra Papatana Guyani Badani Katani Chasmaram? What is Bhaktivinoda doing? Namanya Natasya. He's speaking the name of the unlimited, all the avatars. Imagine we're reading this, what Narada Muni knows in detail, in depth, Narada Bhakti Sutras, Narada Pancharatra. So can we study even a few books, and he's given all the knowledge in the Bhagavatam and probably throughout the Puranas, everything. He's delivering all the great persons like Dhruva. He's quoting Prahlad Maharaj's own disciple many times. Prahlad Maharaj did this and that. Mm-hmm. Prahlad Maharaj says, I cannot give up, Savior, the service of my Guru Maharaj. Evam janam napatitam prabhavahi kupi. I was cast into a pit of snakes surrounded by so many demons. Prabhupada used that verse and quoted it in his Jaladutta prayers. Evam janam napatitam prabhavahi. Prabhavahi kupi means a pit of snakes. So we're surrounded. And it's not, it's a golden age, but still we see Bhagavatam says every day it is getting worse. Tatashchanudinam dharma satyam satyam kshamadaya. In all the predictions in the 12th canto of Bhagavatam, it's described day by day all these things are diminishing. Dharma, truth. Tatashchanudinam means day by day. Anudinam dharma satyam satyam cleanliness. Kshama, forgiveness. Kshama daya, mercy. No mercy. Mercy is, they don't care for big exploiters, and too many people dying in wars, and just so they can make some few can make some cash. big. So it's out of control, this material world. Hyajvale, burning Narottam Das Thakur, and we're trying to enjoy it. Just imagine. It's a burning holocaust, Prabhupada says, and still. Bishama Bishaya Bisha Satata Kainu. Narottam says, I'm trying to always drink the nectar of this material world, but it's poison. Bishama, dangerous poison. Of course, poison's already dangerous. But just, it's going on. They're trying to drink. There's poor people like in other countries, and even in India and other places, they're drinking liquor, and it's sometimes they take the liquor out of the rear, they put something else in them, just, and then they all die. Just give them water or what? No, but they give them poison and die. So they're trying to drink. So Narottam says, Bisham Abhishaya Bish, Satata Kaino. Satata Kaino means always drink. Krishna says, Satatam Kirtantama. Always chant my glory. Just becomes more and more relishable by reading it and relishing from like Sukadeva Goswami, Sutta Goswami. Karunayaha Purana Guyam. The entire Bhagavatam is spoken out of mercy. And when we read Chaitanya Charita, what are we reading? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is he hearing? He's hearing Bhagavatam. Same thing, we're hearing it. Mahaprabhu is seeing Jagannath, he's fainting. No one, they think he's died or they don't know. Sarvabhauma said, no. He tested him with a cotton swab. If we see Jagannath, we're not even allowed to go see Jagannath. We can see Jagannath at the Rath Yatra. But will we faint like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Where is my... He's coming to the door of the Jagannath temple to, and he's asking that chokidar, where's my Krishna? Show me Krishna. Here's your Krishna. And he's seeing Krishna directly and he's fainting. Even the old lady climbing up on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's shoulders, he's a sannyasi. Should he be touching an old lady like any lady? And Sri Ramana was trying to drag her down. Was it going to some servants or trying to get her off? No, get off there. Mahaprabhu was saying, no, if only I had the same enthusiasm she has. She didn't, imagine jumping up on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's shoulders. That's something crazy. Such a far out thing. Then we have our other pastime. I was in Mayapur and Prabhupada told the pastime. I don't know if we had it already in the book, but we might have already, I don't know. Maybe not. But that Mahaprabhu was hearing this Devi Dasi singing in the Jagannath temple, and he was running so fast, and Govinda was running after him. No. Stop. It's a woman singing. So he was not staying there, women. But still the old lady climbed up on his shoulders. And he was saying, if only I had this much enthusiasm. So these are the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they're inconceivable. Sometimes he's running, sometimes he's shrinking down. All his limbs are going into his body. Can you do that? There's many magicians, many types of... Can they pull their arms into the body and disappear and turn into a pumpkin? Can their limbs extend without any connection to be like 10 feet long, like the fisherman was catching in a net? No, don't try it at home. So the fisherman, he was touching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Swarup Damodar knew. Imagine he knew where he was also. They had to walk 19, 20 miles to the Konark temple just to find Mahaprabhu. Went running the speed of mind into the ocean. Vroom! In the nighttime, you're gone. What kind of devastation is that? Just, we should put ourselves in that position. How amazing. He got out. There was three locked doors, those big old-fashioned locks. They're like, pow. And there were guards. Shankarananda and Govinda, Surabhamda, they're guarding. Mahaprabhu was crying inside. Then they don't hear anymore. They go and he's gone. Gone out. He's out to the ocean, disappeared, nobody knows where. Still, they found. So we should be searching like that. Where's Mahaprabhu? Where's Mahaprabhu? He was just like he was searching. Ka Krishna, where is Krishna? Murali Vadana, he's playing his flute. He's going in the garden. He's seeing Krishna at every step. So this is what the mission is. A very nice mission of Bhaktivinoda Prabhupada. They brought this. Go out. Tomara Charite, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, go out, get your liberation. Don't worry. How many people have been delivered? Don't think that you won't be. So many people have been delivered by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ulasita Habahiya. I've come to give you this same message. Ulasita Habahiya will enter your heart and give you great joy. Mahaprabhu Name. Nadia Matai. He's made all Nadia mad. And he's appeared with his great associate, Nittai. So, okay, so any questions, comments on this?
Hari Bol, we all have to join the Harinam party of Lord Chaitanya. Coming to the avatar, all these avatars manifest in a day of Brahma, but not all manifest.
Not what?
Not all manifest in the Manvantaras, and not all manifest in the Chaturyugas. Some manifest in different Chaturyugas, different Manvantaras, but all manifest within a day of Brahma. And it's important for us to know the prominent ones. That's good. But my question now is, Srila Prabhupada described the four avatars for the four colors, white, red, yellow, and black. We know some of them, but I never learned who was the first one, the white one, anything. Do you?
Well, there's quite a few names for each one.
Is it so, Hamsa?
Yeah, but there has many. There's like five or six different names.
And Yajna.
Then the second one, the red one, is Yajna, and has four or five
couple
names. And then, so like that. But the names are given, but there's quite a few, so it gets a little confusing which is the name, because I've just read it, maybe not in this purport, but so there's several names given of each, the white and the red. So then people think they don't know the name, but the different names.
Thanks for the nice lecture. This Prabhupada's got brother, Sridhar Maharaj, name, give it a title to Prabhupada, Saktaveshavata, right?
So well, he didn't directly say Saktavesh, he just said Bina Shakti, what is that verse?
Well, will you elaborate more in that?
If he quoted a verse from the Chaitanya-charitamrita, Krishna Shakti Bina Nahitara Parvapravatan, unless you have the Shakti of Krishna, you cannot do what he did. So, yeah, he said something like that, yeah. But not directly saying, you know, like it's in the Shastras, because anyone can take it up. So, yeah, it's a thing he said, it's very nice. Krishna Shakti Bina Nahitara Pravartan. Anything else? No. Okay. Jaya Haribol.